Adults don't know much about the sexual behavior of younger adolescents, those who are 14 and younger. Typically, researchers have surveyed only older teenagers. A new study focuses specifically on these youngest teenagers and their parents. NPR's Michelle Trudeau has the first of three reports.
This report gives a wealth of information about the sex lives of young adolescents, their sexual relationships, their knowledge about sex, their contraceptive use, pregnancy rates. Information gathered by the most recent federally funded surveys of more than 30,000 young teens and some parents from across the country. Adolescent health experts and researchers brought together by a nonprofit group called the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy analyzed the responses. The headline of their report is the proportion of young adolescents, 12, 13, and 14-year-olds, who have already had sexual intercourse. Study director Sarah Brown.
The most important finding is that about 1 in 5 young people, both boys and girls, have had sex by the time they reach their 15th birthday.
And because sexually active 6th, 7th, and 8th graders do not dependably use contraception, they increase their risk for sexually transmitted diseases, for HIV/AIDS, and, of course, pregnancy. 1 out of 7 sexually experienced 14-year-olds reports having been pregnant.
That means among these very young girls, 14 and under, we see about 20,000 pregnancies each year and about 8,000 births.
We spoke with 8th graders from a suburban public middle school, and several of them talked about other young teens who'd gotten pregnant.
I had a cousin who got pregnant at a young age, and I don't even know where she is now. She had had a lot of problems. I heard that she went to jail after giving birth, and because he was with an older guy. And so then he had, like, statutory rape because she was underage. So, yeah, it was a big mess.
Yeah, I knew someone and they got pregnant when they were 15. And I just knew that it had a lot of emotional pain for them. And they had it and they put it up for adoption. And the guy was older. He already was out of high school.
What both of these 8th graders said about the guy being older than the girl is soundly underscored in this report. There's a dramatic increase in the likelihood that a girl will have early sexual intercourse if she's dating a boy 2, 3, or 4 years older. Again, study director Sarah Brown.
The difference between a 13-year-old girl and, say, a 17 or 18-year-old boy is enormous, not just developmentally, biologically, but in terms of power, authority, money, persuasiveness. Young girls are much in the control of older boys.
These sexually active young teens are also much more likely to engage in other risky behaviors, says Brown, more likely to smoke, drink, use drugs, drop out of school.
Now, I don't mean to suggest that always these problems come together. It's just that there's an increased chance that they will. And the people who work with young people, including their parents most of all, need to stop thinking of these individual problems in separate silos, but to see that there might be, not always, but there might be connections.
This report also includes a lot of information about the parents of young teenagers and what they know about the sex lives of their children.
Most parents do not know that their children are sexually active.
Susan Philiber is an adolescent health researcher and a co-author of this report. She says that parents of sexually active young teens are very often in the dark about what's going on. Over 2/3 did not know their 12, 13, or 14-year-old had had sexual intercourse. And parents seemed out of touch when it comes to communicating about sex, too. Philiber says most parents think they've had important conversations about sex with their children, but the young teens recall something quite different.
So you'll have a parent saying, oh, yes, I've talked to him or her about all these kinds of things, and the teenager's saying, nah, she didn't say anything about that. So, ships passing in the night here about communication.
And as a result of this mismatch, most young teenagers, the report finds, are only superficially knowledgeable about sex. Sociologist Michael Resnick directs the National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Research Center at the University of Minnesota.
Most kids will be able to give correct answers to bland, superficial kinds of questions about sexual behavior. And typically you'll find that once you dig a little deeper, there is a whole lot that they do not know. And here we're talking about STDs and pregnancy and prevention.
And if young teens don't get that information from their parents, they often get it from less reliable sources. The eighth grade students we talked with described the sources of their information.
We get a lot from, like, our friends. They seem to, some of them seem to know a lot more than others. And so then they'll tell one person, it just seems to spread to everyone, so.
Like, I'll hear something from one friend about, like, STD or whatever, and then I'll hear something from someone else and it's totally different. Like, it'll be about the same thing, but one's just so different from the other. It's like telephone, you know, like you'll play, and it's just so warped and bogus.
I get most, like, my older sister and, like, older friends and my parents, kind of, but mostly, like, my sister and her friends.
I think it's older people. Like, my brother isn't that much older than me, but mostly just older friends, and also media is a big influence.
Media is definitely one of them.
But as researcher Susan Philiber notes, studies show teens want to know a lot more from their parents.
You know, it's so easy when teenagers are giving you a hard time as a parent to think, well, they won't listen to me anyway, and they say no to everything I say, and they dismiss me as old-fashioned and stupid. And yet in every survey or study of young people, over and over again, they tell us that the most important people in their lives are their parents.
Research has shown that a strong connection with parents and feeling connected and successful at school are the primary factors that protect the 80% of young teens who have not had sexual intercourse and who will delay first sex till much later. The eighth graders we talked to saw the school connection clearly.
I think there's, like, a group of people who do, and there's, like, the group of guys and the group of girls who really seem interested in, like, dating and stuff. And I think pretty much everyone thinks that they're an idiot. And so...
Yeah. I think it's really, like, it depends on who the people are, because, I mean, I've seen at some schools there's some pretty trashy people, and that's really all they're interested in, is, like, sex and making out and stuff.
And usually those people who want to do it aren't usually the brightest, and that's what they kind of focus their skills on, is dating.
Or if they're people that are easily influenced by their friends, and they think that if their friends are doing something, then they should be doing it too.
Study director Sarah Brown says numerous focus groups and online discussions with young teens give a clear indication of what they want to know from their parents. And, adds Brown, this goes far beyond a recitation of facts about the birds and the bees.
What they need help on is how that relates to their personal life. How do I integrate all these individual facts into what's going on at the party tonight? How do you say no to sex without losing your boyfriend or girlfriend? How do you obtain contraception in a community where that's frowned on? How do you remain a virgin in a group of friends where everybody's very sexually active, proud of it, and talking about it? Those are the kinds of questions that young people have on their minds. Yes, they want information, but they want a lot more.
And these kinds of ongoing conversations connect parents and their children, which is fundamental, the report concludes, to help protect young teens from early sexual involvement. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the role of after-school supervision in the sex lives of young teenagers.